The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. By them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Psalm 19, verses 10 and 11. Few things are tastier than the humble bologna sandwich when you're out fishing. I don't know what it is about the highly processed meat product sandwiched between two slices of buttered bread and garnished with a slice of cheese, but when you're chowing down on that and a bag of barbecue potato chips while sitting under the shade of a tree out at the lake, it's sort of like eating manna from heaven in the wilderness. And so it is with the Word of God. Now, many of us know that one of the joys of reading a good book is that it transports us to another place. Stories come alive when we can put ourselves into them, and reading the Bible does that for me. I get so caught up sometimes in what I'm reading in the Bible that I become nearly oblivious to everything else that's going on around me. I'll often sit down to read for 10 minutes, only to look up an hour later with no awareness that the time has flown by. It might be a single word that drives me to my concordance for a word study. It might be a specific story of a character with whom I identify because of some issue that I'm facing that day. Or it might be a simple statement that flat out addresses a question or a problem with which my world is grappling at the time. In any case, it is this experience that keeps me coming back again and again and again. That the Bible records what's true and right is not under debate here. What seems to escape notice by many, though, is that reading the Bible does something to us. It's designed to do something to us. It's like plugging the Keurig into an outlet so that you can make a cup of coffee that you'll enjoy out on the deck in the coolness of a summer morning. Reading the Bible makes a connection with the Creator of our universe. It enlivens and enlightens and inspires us. If reading the Bible isn't doing that, the fault lies in us, or perhaps in the way we go about reading the Bible, and not in the Bible itself. David loved the Word of God. That becomes crystal clear in the Psalms. As king, David was required to read, to know, and to live according to the Word of God. But the Psalms indicate that David did not read because it was required. He read because he loved the Word. He read because of what happened to him when he read. He read because what he found in God's Word was more valuable than gold. It was sweeter than honey, and even better than the bologna sandwich out by the lake on a summer's day. Do you give proper due to reading the Bible? Do you find yourself written into the pages of God's Word? Does getting into the Word plug you into something bigger than your problems and better than solutions given by politicians or peers or other people of influence? There's nothing tastier than a humble bologna sandwich while out fishing at the lake, but that doesn't come close to what we can experience when we get into God's Word every single day.